This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 98 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And we are continuing on with our journey through the craptastic action films, if you will. These are the action movies that are not so popular or have very, very bad reception, be it from critics or maybe fans or maybe a combination of both. Last week, we went over Speed 2, Cruise Control. It was a lot of fun. We both hated it. But this week, we're doing another movie. This is 2010's The Last Airbender, directed by M. Night Shyamalan. Now, Alex... This is a first time watch for you, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Anything Shyamalan or Ding Dong, I don't watch most of his stuff. So yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, so first time watch for you. This is a second time watch for me because I saw this at a midnight screening in 2010. And now I waited all these years and people voted for it. So I had to watch it again. Both of us streamed it because neither of us own it. And now we're going to talk about it for you. So before we do get into it, you know the drill. We're going to go over some Rotten Tomato scores. But first, we're going to go over some box office. Now, Alex, if I remember correctly, I think this did okay financially, but I don't remember exactly. I remember my midnight screening was packed. I remember that. Tell us, how did this movie do back in 2010?
It's not bad. The numbers are good. So check it out. This is The Last Airbender from 2010. Domestic is $131 million. International, $187 million. For a worldwide total of $319 million on a budget of $150 million. Opening weekend, $40 million.
Well, I mean, it made twice what it cost to produce. I think the marketing probably cost a lot, so it probably cut into some of that. But it made money, is what we're saying here. It did make a profit. But how did it get received? I know you guys are wondering now. Just like last week, I'm going to go ahead and do these in reverse because it seemed to work out so well last time. This movie audience score, 30%. So not high, but we've done movies with an audience score similar to this before. Mm-hmm. Now, last week we had a first because Speed 2 had a 4% Rotten Tomato score. It was by far our lowest. But here comes Last Airbender knocking on the door saying, hey, man, guess what? We're pretty close because this has a 5.
Oh, my God. Really?
A 5.
If the next one we do is a 6 and then 7, I'm going to lose.
I'm out of here. Something's up. I will say this. We put these on a poll and people voted. They did a good job because so far they picked our two lowest rated movies ever on this show. A 4% and now a whopping 5%. So
yikes.
We're talking about some bad stuff here, allegedly, but maybe not, right? We watched Speed 2 with an open mind. Mm. I watched Last Airbender with an open mind. I said, hey, maybe people are wrong. Maybe it's not that bad. We're going to talk about it. Now, Alex gets to go first since I'm hosting. So, Alex, please take it away. Now, by the way, if you've seen this movie, the whole time they call him Ong. Mm-hmm. And that's wrong because in the cartoon, it's Aang. So I don't know what they were thinking, but we'll call him Ong because that's what he's called in this movie. But that's not the pronunciation that's correct. So Noah Ringer's the actor. Ong, please take it away.
All right. So wait, this is a cartoon?
Yeah, this is based off a Nickelodeon cartoon.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The cartoon is called Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Okay.
They took off the Avatar because they didn't want people to confuse it with James Cameron's movie for some reason, as if they're even similar, but whatever.
All right. Ong.
Ong.
His character sucks. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't like him. I don't know what the hell I was watching anyway, because like all of a sudden he could bend air and then it was weird. Like, again, I don't watch the cartoon, so I don't know what the hell I was sitting in on. So I was literally lost for this entire movie. I kind of understand, like, the whole, like, it, to me, it was like a fantasy adventure type of.
It's a fantasy, yeah.
I kind of understood that point of view, so I was like, okay, I knew that. But when it came to these characters, I didn't like him. First of all, I don't even know if this kid was, this is his first project acting, because he was bad. Yo, he was bad. He was a horrible actor, man. The whole fighting before you do something, that was stupid. Like, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's like, the like bending techniques. They do all this like like this, and then all of a sudden they can move the crap.
To be honest with you, he was cool. He was cool with that. Like, he did good with that, but when he spoke, it was horrible. Actually, they all were. It's not even him. They were all bad. I gave him a 2 because he the kung fu style was cool, but other than that, I thought he felt flat. So Ong was 2.
You know what? I have the same exact score. I gave him a 2. I flirted with a 1, but I agree with you. I think he did good in the physical aspect of the role. So I do want to give the kid some credit. It was like his first like leading movie at all. I think he went on to be a couple years later in Cowboys and Aliens, and I liked him in that. So maybe he learned over time, but you know, hey, you got to give, it's a kid actor. I'll give him a little bit of a pass. His acting is bad when he talks. You're right. His line delivery is bad, but he looks, I like the way he looks, like the cartoon character. He looks similar, and I do like him in the physical parts of the role. I agree with you. So I don't have much more to say. I'm going to give him a 2 also. He's fine. Like, he's fine enough, but he's not good in overall. So, Ong, yeah. Not Aang. Hey, don't say it not the way Aang, it's supposed to be. Call him Ong, which is wrong. Okay. Villain. This is played by, I always just call him Slumdog Millionaire. Dev Patel. Let's give the man his propers. He's a good actor, actually. Dev Patel. I don't remember his name, and I just watched this today, but he's in it. So, what
he's the fire dude that could bend fire, because I guess it's all the elements, right? Earth, water, fire, and then air. And then he's
all the different tribes. He's the fire lord son.
Yeah, the fire nation. I guess that's what he called him. He was all right. Again, this movie, I guess if it was handled properly, I guess is the best way to say it. Like, these elements would have looked cool and not corny. I thought it was very, I guess with the CGI didn't work either, because some of these CGI scenes was not good. It felt weird. I don't know if you understand what I mean, though.
Yeah, like some look pretty good and the rest look bad.
Like, the budget went somewhere else. Like,
it's just, the Shyamalan.
I thought he was okay. I gave him a 2. I wasn't too thrilled with that character. I was just like, okay, it is what, like, they all did the same thing, just different elements. And everyone was badly acting. Like, even his father was a good actor. He was horrible in this movie.
Cliff Curtis. Yeah. He's a really good actor.
And then the guy that was his uncle, which is the guy who created Iron Man, was bad too. It's a what lot was of- his name? The guy who played Sheriff? Sheriff? What was the
name? Oh, his in Iron Man, you mean?
Yeah, the one that created
the doctor. He was the doctor.
The reactor with Tony in the cave.
Yeah.
That was him in the makeup. That was
it was his uncle. In this movie, he's called Uncle something.
Yeah, Uncle Iron Man guy. Well, him.
Uncle Iron.
Yeah, Uncle. Anyway, I gave him a 2. I thought he was normal. He was okay.
I'll put it this way. I've never seen the cartoon, but I know of it. And I kind of know about it because my brother watched it. My younger brother. It was more in his demographic. When he was growing up, this was on. And it has amazing reviews. Supposedly, it's like an amazing cartoon. And I don't doubt it. But when he walked in the room when I was watching this, he's like, is this The Last Airbender? And I'm like, yes. And he's like, is that such and such? Like, he says the name. And he was not impressed. And so if he's not impressed and he knows the cartoon, I was like, well, this guy must be bad. Now, Dev Patel is a really good actor. I actually really like him a lot. He's not good in this movie. I guess we'll get into it in the overall, but everyone's just like over the top for no reason. You know what I mean? And then the ones who aren't are too sleepy. No one found that right middle ground. You know what I mean? The uncle I actually kind of liked. I kind of liked the uncle. His dad, you're right. Like, I'm like, this guy's a really good actor. What is Cliff Curtis was bored. He looked bored. He looked like he didn't want to be there. And Dev Patel, he tried, but the character is okay. Like, I kind of like the motivation. You know, he was banished by his dad and he wants to prove that he's, I'm good with the father-son type stuff like that. I think it's interesting, but it's not well executed. So I also gave him a 2. I didn't think it was, I think it could have been good, especially considering this is technically a kid's movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. This might be our first ever PG rated movie we've reviewed on this show. I think everything's been PG-13 or up. I can't remember a PG. The some of the Indiana Jones movies, but I mean, that was before the PG-13 existed. Those would have been PG-13 if it existed. So this is our first modern film it's really for kids. But even I don't think kids would even like it. So I don't know. I gave him a 2 as well. Okay. Action.
The action was decent. I enjoyed it for what it was. I thought when they did all the hoo-hoo-hoo, the air, the wind, I thought that was all the hoo-ha-hee-ha. I looked like, what's his name? The dude from Tomorrow Never Dies. When he made fun of Michelle Yao, he went, Anyway, I felt like the action sequences were good. Does CGI some scenes look better than other scenes with when they were fighting each other with their elements? The ending, to me, I thought the ending sequence was really cool when he brought up that tidal wave to push all the boats or to get scare them to get away from the island or whatever the hell that was. I thought it worked. I was like, okay, that's cool. But honestly, overall, the action sequences, I gave it a 3. It was good. It wasn't great, and it wasn't perfect. I mean, it was cheesy kung fu. Like, it was hard. It reminded me of Power Rangers when it first came out. I don't know if you understand what I mean, though.
Oh, remember I love when they Power Rangers. I grew up on Power Rangers. Heck yeah.
Yeah, so remember when they first came out and they fought the dummies? Rita's, like, minions?
The putties?
Yeah, the minions. And they're like, hoo, hoo, ha, and then all they did was, like, flip them. When they did something
go flying like crazy.
Yeah. Like Jeff, like Jazzy Jeff from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, when he got thrown out.
Yeah. Anyway, that's exactly what it looked like, but I gave it a 3.
Man, this is crazy. So far, we have all the exact same scores. I gave the action a 3. You know what? I had to be honest. You have to consider all the factors here. This is a PG movie for kids. And as that, the action is actually pretty good for that. I love the scene where Dev Patel's character is in the mask and he's like saving him. He's like rescuing him from when he's captive.
Mm-hmm.
That action scene where they're fighting the two guys and there's like some slow motion and it looks really good. It's really well shot. I was like, this is like a legit good action scene. I agree. The finale had some moments that were pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, for a PG rated kids like fantasy movie, the action is, I'll put it this way. The action is not what's wrong with this movie. Not saying it's amazing, but it's not like garbage action either. It mostly looks good. The kid, you know, looks like he knows what he's doing. You know what I mean? And the CGI in most of the fights looks pretty good. It's like a lot of other times where it looks, you know what the CGI looks really bad? Anytime the water benders are like bending water, it looks really bad. When it's like water bubbles and stuff, like it always looks terrible. I'm like the earth stuff looks the least worst out of all of it. And they're not even, they barely do. All they do is make rocks and make the floor rise up. Anyway, I also gave it a 3. Okay. Story.
Huh. All right. Okay. Storyline. I'm going to be honest. I never seen the cartoon. So it's like I'm judging this by what I'm watching. I don't know what the hell the cartoon is about. I didn't even know it was a cartoon. So that's a plus. This storyline stunk. I'm going to be honest with you. It did not inform me much of what was going on. Like, I didn't know much. It was like, it was catered for people who, now that you tell me it was a cartoon, that knows these characters, right? But it did it poorly. For someone like me that never seen the damn movies or cartoons, because I didn't know what was going on. The characters were horrible actors, so the lines were horrible. The script was god-awful, to be honest with you. I know it was like the east side of the world or what it was in northeast or whatever.
The northern tribes and the southern tribes. Yeah.
The fire was in the northern part of the map, and then the elements were on the other, and the fire was like having the earth people, and then he comes and he goes, no, you can stand up. You have earth around you. And I'm like, what is going on here? Anyway, I gave it a 2. I think if they had a decent writer, this actually could have been a good movie. But because of not, and honestly, I was bored like the first 20 minutes into the movie because I thought the storyline was not good at all. Then you came out of ice, whatever. That shit was stupid.
He came out of a giant ice ball.
Ice cube. Yeah. And he was like, don't break it. And she grabbed the damn boomerang and broke it. And I was just like, what is going on here? And then he came out. Anyway.
Yeah.
I gave it a 2.
All right. So here's where we finally differentiate on something. Because I hated it more than you. And here's why.
I was going to give it a 1. But
yeah, I gave it a 1.
I knew you did.
I gave it a 1. And there's a lot of reasons why. And I agree with everything you just said. Because the fact of the matter is, if you, like me, like, okay, I'm familiar that it is a cartoon and I know my brother watched it, but I never watched it myself. So now I'm a movie person. I watch movies. And if it's different than a show or different than a book, I don't care because I probably didn't watch or see that. As long as you tell me a coherent story, I'm okay with it. This is incoherent. This movie is incoherent. It just starts and it's like they expect you to even know what's happening. And I had no idea what was happening most of the time. I'm like, what? I don't know who these people are. It could have been. The world is very interesting. I think that's where I agree with you, too, where you said it. You know, it could have been better. It could have not been better. It could have been great because apparently this cartoon is like that good. You know what I mean? And you got this world, this fantasy world where there's these different tribes who can bend the elements and the fire tribe starts a war with all of them. The lure of the Avatar that can, like, he can master all four. That's the whole thing with the Avatar. That's super cool. Like, it's a lot of cool ideas. But this thing just felt like rushed. Like, they just threw you in and said, hey, we hope you know what's going on. Good luck. And I didn't know what was going on. And they follow characters who I didn't like. I hated their brother and sister. I absolutely hated them. They were horrible. Nicola Peltz, she's an actress who I think her dad is like someone rich or famous. And she gets these roles because her dad is famous. She's a horrible actress. She's in a Transformers movie and she's terrible in that. And she's bad in everything. I don't know. And Jackson Rathbone, the brother, he's in the Twilight movies. He's also horrible. Like, none of the humor sticks. Apparently this show, the cartoon, is like funny. It's like funny and also like an action and everything. This is not funny. This movie's not funny. I laughed at zero parts. I never laughed. I didn't even smile. And Aang, I'm going to call him by the name he's supposed to be. Aang is supposed to be a kind of lighthearted character who also has a lot of power and is like, you know, has this ability and is very important, but he's a kid, right? And that didn't translate. There's moments, you remember, there's, I don't know if you remember, but there's a part where he's talking about like, oh, this guy loved to play. And he's like, I love to play too. And mm-hmm. it's supposed to show that he's like a kid, but he doesn't, I don't know, it didn't register for me. I thought it was very poorly executed. And also, if you notice, the beginning of the movie starts off like book one, whatever. Yes. There's no other books because it was supposed to be a trilogy of movies and they got canceled. So
it was like book one was water.
Yeah, it was water. Yeah. And then there was supposed to be book two and book three. That was going to be him learning all the other elements. This one was water. That was like the main mm-hmm. thing. And since it's canceled, it makes this whole movie even worse because now there is no other parts. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I gave it a one. Okay, overall.
You know what? I didn't know that it was supposed to be a sequel.
There were supposed to be three. And even though it made a bit of money, it was so poorly received that they scrapped the whole thing.
You know what? I'm going to deduct a point on storyline because that's pretty bad. You know, I'm going to drop it down to a one. So we're kind of even right there. I'm going to drop it down. You convinced me because that is horrible. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Okay.
Overall, a one. This is a horrible freaking, it's a really, really bad movie that sadly had potential to be like a Game of Thrones of the movies with this
for kids.
Stuff. Yeah, for kids. Yeah. Like a Harry Potter, if you really think about it.
Right.
You take your time, you write it, and the sad thing is if this is a cartoon that is very successful and a lot of people like it, it's a slap to the face to those creators because I don't understand why the movie is so horrible and the cartoon is so great. I don't get it, but sad. It had potential. I was actually enjoying the elements. I'm a sucker for all that stuff. I love Harry Potter. So anything fantasy, I'm in there. But this one, I had to get out of there as soon as possible. It was a horrible movie. It reminded me of a poor ass never ending story.
With the right? big flying dog guy.
Yeah.
He's like, cute, but yeah,
I was waiting for like that stupid theme song to come out, that turn around flying elephant.
Never ending story.
I felt like it was a poorly never ending story. And with that said, I'm gonna give it a one.
I think you took what you did right there was you took a hammer and you hit the nail right on the head because this is what makes it worse is it had potential to be great. Not just good, great. Like if I was a kid when this came out and let's say it was good, it would have been a franchise that I was like excited to see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it is bad on so many levels. It's poorly written. It's poorly acted. The CGI for $150 million, everything should look great. Everything. And so it's mixed. There are parts that look pretty good, and nothing ever looks amazing. Everything looks pretty good or bad. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? There's this world that's really cool with these tribes and these, you know, a war going on. And it's like, if you explain this plot to somebody, be like, oh, that sounds like a pretty good movie. And then if this was the movie they watched, they'd be like, you lied to me. You know what I mean? Like, you tricked me.
Cocaine, man.
Yeah. You made that sound like it was really good. And I'm like, well, it was good in the cartoon. Watch that. It did make me want to actually like check out the cartoon because I do like fantasy films as well. So, and I even like some bad fantasy films just because I, you know, But at least if they're bad fun, this is like bad boring.
Yeah.
It's not even bad fun. It could have been bad fun. It could have been like, this is not good, but at least it's a good time. This is neither. It's bad and it's a bad time. You just want to turn it off the whole time. It's an hour and 40. It feels like twice that length.
Yeah.
So I gave it a one. All that to say, I also gave it a one. You know, it's just not, it's just, it is worthy of its low scores. So far, we're 2 for 2 where we have agreed that the movies are valid with their scores. And it sucks because I really want to like be like, no, maybe this movie's not that bad. But then I watch them and it's like, it is that bad. So, all right, what is your total? We have the same exact total. It's a 9.
Yeah.
All right, so we hit both a 9 out of 25 for The Last Airbender. Thank you, people, for voting for this so that we have to watch this garbage. Now, I'm going to be honest with you, Alex. Next week, I don't know if you've seen this movie. Have you ever seen The Last Witch Hunter with Vin Diesel?
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to be completely honest before we review it. I like this movie. Now, this might be what I just described. Bad fun. Like, I remember liking it. I own it. So now I haven't seen it since the theater, but this is the kind of crap fantasy that I kind of like. So we'll see if we agree. And maybe my thoughts have changed. It's been like 5 or 6 years since it came out. So maybe it is actually crap and I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm looking forward to seeing your thoughts. So that's going to be next week, along with we actually are going to be doing a little bit more James Bond next week for our franchise. We're going back to Bond. We are going to be doing the first of two Timothy Dalton Bond films called The Living Daylights. I've never seen it, so I'm actually really looking forward to seeing these movies. So we'll be doing that next week, as well as ranking the Daniel Craig movies and The Last Witch Hunter, starring Vin Diesel and Elijah Wood. Elijah Wood is in it, too. I'm a sucker for Elijah Wood. I always like him. Elijah Wood. Frodo Baggins. So we'll see how that goes. Hey, and don't forget, we got our 100th episode coming up. Actually, The Last Witch Hunter is our 100th episode.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We will be doing a special live show. Not related, but we're going to be doing some promo for that 100th episode. We got some special stuff in store for you guys. So you're going to want to be there. Levels of Geeks on YouTube. We're going to be doing a live show. We're going to be reviewing the new Halloween movie, Halloween Kills. We're going to be showing you some behind the scenes / bloopers, things like that related to the podcast to promote it. And then celebrating making it to 100 because we made it. We're 100 years old. So
yes.
Look at us.
You guys want to follow us on our social media accounts? Please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys podcast. Please follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast or Levels of Geeks on Instagram. If you guys are watching us, on YouTube, please hit those like buttons if you enjoyed this video. Please hit those notification bells so every time we go live, starting November 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern on a Monday, or reviews drop, you guys will be notified. Or if you want to support the channel, please hit that subscribe button. Other than that, that is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.